KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Minnesota lawmakers have 1 month left to check off a host of key issues before the end of session. Fraud prevention and emergency aid top the list. The legislature doesn't have to approve a new budget this year, but it's still holding talks that impact taxpayer dollars. Lawmakers are discussing additional steps to prevent social service programs from being targeted by fraudsters in light of high-profile cases. During a House committee hearing Monday, lawmakers reported bipartisan progress in establishing an Office of Inspector General, an idea held over from last year. It would be independent of state agencies, and questions were raised about adequate and transparent funding levels for staffing and avoiding duplication. Republican Representative Patty Anderson reiterated the importance of adopting the bill as talks continue.
We have to have that independent oversight over these public programs. We cannot have the agencies policing themselves, or we're going to lose more and more dollars.
Meanwhile, the start of the session saw relief proposals for households and businesses impacted by the recent surge of federal immigration enforcement. Certain bills stalled, but a $100 million plan for business recovery just resurfaced in the Senate. Money would come from a business retention fund. A key GOP senator on the Rules and Administration Committee took issue with the revised financial relief bill being introduced this late in the session, among others. Retiring Democrat Sandy Pappas responded that lawmakers have a tighter window to work with this year and the potential need for structural changes within the legislature as major issues are guided through.
So there's a lot of committees, Health and Human Services, that have just very complex issues. And I think it means that maybe we need to have longer sessions. Certainly we should be starting earlier during the second year in order to really get the work done that we need to get done.
Other remaining priorities include a rescue bill for Hennepin County Medical Center, and responses to last year's political assassinations and a mass shooting at a Minneapolis school and church. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. An indoor field house, regional curling center, and bike skills park are just a few possibilities Grand Rapids is floating for an update to American Legion Memorial Park. Megan Buffington brings us more on the plans and how you can weigh in.
The city is in the midst of reimagining the 160-acre park, funded by a grant from the Blandon Foundation. Another round of public input is underway with two concept plans that explore different possibilities for the park. A public open house is set for 6 to 4 p.m. April 28th at Yanmar Arena. One concept centers around a new indoor field house near Noble Hall Field, which would allow for sports to be played year-round. The cost is estimated at $14 million. Both concepts include better incorporating Ryan Flood Park, reconfiguring athletic fields, upgrading the skate park, adding a mountain bike skills park, and street and safety improvements, among other investments. Using public feedback, the city will pull from both concepts to develop a final master plan it aims to present this summer. You don't have to attend the open house to provide feedback. The city is taking comment on both concepts until May 10th through a survey and interactive feedback map. Visit KAXE.org for more information. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
The city of Virginia will begin removing ash trees throughout the community in the coming weeks as part of a proactive effort to address the impacts of emerald ash borer. The ash borer is an invasive pest that has caused widespread tree decline across northern Minnesota. The city says residents may notice increased tree removal activity in city boulevards, parks, and public spaces. These removals are intended to reduce public safety risks, including falling limbs and trees near streets, sidewalks, and recreational areas. But new trees will also be planted thanks to funding through the Department of Natural Resources Community Tree Planting Grant. The plantings will focus on increasing canopy coverage and improving environmental benefits, such as shade and stormwater management. The plantings will also diversify tree species to build resilience against future pests and diseases. The city says it will continue to give updates on the project, and residents with questions are encouraged to contact the Public Works Department. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.